Get 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
This grand final day is just around the corner.
Anything can happen on the day, and no doubt anything will happen.
And the drive home just got a little bit pantherier. This is the Triple M Panther Hour.
Yes, that's right. We've rebranded MG. Penrith are in the grand final. So we are not the Rush Hour this week. We are the Panther Hour.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the bosses. And well done to Penrith. And well done to South. It was a tough game on Saturday night. But I think in the end, the better team did win. But now we'll see the young buck against the old steer on Sunday.
And you've rebranded the entire station, actually. It's Triple Panther this week.
I mentioned that this morning on the Moon Man and spoke to Rex, the boss, and I asked him on Saturday night, so how about a little change-up? The Triple M Panther Hour.
Panther. It's been going all day. It's been fantastic to listen to. Hey, and for those that missed it, here is how we arrived at the matchup we have this weekend. The Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers. This is all the prelim final action.
Moment, the Melbourne Storm, this mighty team, this model of consistency, this model of success, off to another grand final. And the Penrith Panthers, for just the fourth time in their 54-year history, they're off to the grand final.
Yeah, two best teams all year, MG.
Well done, Dan. That was goosebumps. Goosebumps, yeah. I think it's the best two teams of all year. And in this this COVID-affected season, I think the best two teams have risen to the top in a fantastic way.
And if you want to see those teams in action this Sunday, keep listening, because, MG, we've got tickets.
Oh, yeah, we've got tickets.
When we tell you to call, that is your opportunity to get involved, to win yourself a double, to get along to the grand final. But up next, MG, I want to talk grand final. I want to talk grand final week. I want to pull back the curtain, tell us exactly what it's like.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Panther Hour on Triple Panther, grand final week. Panthers taking on the Storm. MG and Liam here. And shout out to Triple M's head of rock, Jackie Kosolke.
Oh, yeah.
Who all this week, in celebration of Panthers being back in the grand final, MG, has hooked us up with songs from a certain year, 1991, I believe.
Jackson, you complete me. Thank you.
The year, of course, MG won a premiership, and the Panthers looking to do the same thing again this season.
Come on.
MG, let's talk grand final week, because let's know what it looks like now. We know who's taking part this weekend. The Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers. The NRLW final is the Brisbane Broncos taking on the Sydney Roosters. Broncos going for their third straight title in the NRLW. You've been on the ledge. You've been on the side of both these.
Yep.
A losing grand final week and a winning grand final week. What are the players in for? What are the coaches saying today? What are the players feeling?
Well, obviously a lot different. You know, we're given the circumstances that we're in at the moment, in pandemic, so less, I suppose, civic receptions and stuff like that. The 1990, we went made the grand final. We kind of celebrated like we'd won the comp already, and we weren't kind of, you know, this little town out the west called Penrith, all of a sudden we're in a grand final. 23 years after joining the competition, and it was kind of all just overwhelming. We had, like I just said, we had civic receptions, we had street parades, we had T-shirts made up, and then all of a sudden the grand final day was here, and we hadn't really given it much respect. Fast forward to the following year, and we're lucky enough to make that again. And we did everything opposite as we did the year before. We stayed low key. We didn't celebrate at all. We didn't do anything as far as civic receptions or, you know, public displays of down the main street of High Street in Penrith or anything like that. We just kept to ourselves, and I think we're lucky enough that, you know, a bit like, I suppose, Melbourne with Cameron Smith probably set to retire. We had Roy Simmons as a bit of motivation for us, because in 1990. We didn't win. We got beat by Canberra, and it was 12-6 at half time. And Fast forward to the following year, 1991, the exact same score. We're behind 12-6 at halftime, and then Royce stood up and started having a tear roll down his cheek. He said, please don't let this end like this for me. He said, I know it's not about me. He said, I want you guys to experience something special in your life, and if we win this grand final, it'll be the most special, I can promise you, it'll be the most special moment of all your lives. And it has been. Outside of having children, it's been the most special moment of my life, and that's something these guys can look forward to if they win. It's just the best thing with your best mates.
Do you think the players will benefit from, I know you've said it about the Panthers benefiting this season because they haven't been able to do much, but aside from the Dally M, which is on tonight, which presumably Nathan Cleary would be in attendance, I would imagine, but there's all the usual trappings will be void, you know, no civic receptions and the likes of that. Do you think the standard of football and the preparation for the players will be better as a result?
I think it has been this year. I think the new rules implemented have been fantastic. I think for the Melbourne Storm to get to where they are without any wrestle has been fantastic. I think for Penrith to get where they are and to win 17 games straight is fantastic. These two are the best two teams. These two are the best two teams all year, and they deserve to be where they are.
Mm.
There's no two ways about it. You know, you've got the second youngest team in the competition against one of the most experienced. There's just so many different narratives that this game will throw up and the days leading up. But be sure of one thing, that grand final week was and will always be the most special week that any sportsman, especially rugby league player, can experience.
Well, we're going to explore all those narratives this week. Going to be speaking to current players, past players, all that sort of stuff. Tonight, the Dally M's are on, MG. Before 7 o'clock, you are going to give us your predictions, not just for the big award, but for Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and all the rest of that. Stick around for that. We do have grand final tickets up for grabs as well. Got to keep listening for those. But up
next... Let's give a hint about our ticket giveaway.
Okay.
You've got to know a lot about the Panther.
That's a good hint. It's good hint. Don't call yet, though. We're not doing them there. Next, we want to talk about the prelim final. Season over for the Raiders and for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, MG. I want to get your...
Yeah, they were good. They were tough. They were unlucky. They were tough.
Gallant. That's up next. The Panther Hour with MG and Liam. Triple Panther.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. It's the Panther Hour all this weekend. Penrith into the NRL Grand Final against the Melbourne Storm this weekend. Let's talk about the weekend's football, MG. Let's kick it off with Friday night, the prelim final. The Melbourne Storm at Suncorp Stadium, just too strong for the Canberra Raiders, 30-10 defeating them. They just came out really, really fast.
Came out of the blocks, and for anyone second-guessing how important that week off is, watch what Melbourne Storm did to Canberra. And Canberra, I think they just hit the proverbial brick wall, Liam, in the end. They just had to jump through one too many hoops. And look, as you said before that song, gallant, both teams, Raiders and Rabbitohs. I think Raiders more so, given the fact that their home games early post-COVID lockdown were played at Campbelltown, so they had to travel up on a bus on the day of a game, then go back on the bus. They did most travelling out of any Sydney team. And then they had to fly up for a prelim on the day of the game, which sounds very, very hard. And it was very, very hard for them. In the end, they were beaten by a team that basically didn't have to travel too far. They were beautifully positioned for coming second. They get a week off after, you know, winning the opening prelim final. So, or the opening final, I mean. So, I just think that the stars were aligned for Melbourne Storm to win this game. Now, they jumped out of, what, it was 24-0 before the Raiders got off the plane, it seemed like. And that's something that Penrith would have been watching very carefully. But, yeah, they were gallant, 30-10 in the end. And I just think with this game, it was just kind of, it was more about the Raiders, what they didn't bring to the game, more so what the Storm did bring to the game, because we knew what the Storm were going to bring to the game, and they did.
Nick Kotrick and Jack Whiten have both been named in the New South Wales Origin squad after their season has ended. The other name out of this game, MG, from a Storm perspective, is Jerome Hughes. I mean, probably the lesser light alongside Cam Munster and Cam Smith and Ryan, even the rise of Ryan Pappenhausen this year. But what Jerome Hughes did on Friday night would have all Melbourne supporters just licking their lips at the prospect of Sunday's game.
You know what? And what he didn't do as well. He didn't overplay his hand at all. He always looks outside of him. He's always doing the right thing for the team, and that's a really hard thing to do when you first come into a rugby league team like he has mid to late last season. This season he's made it his own. He's been fantastic. I just, you know, haven't got enough raps for this young kid. He's best, and really, it's, it doesn't really, like, really, Penrith, it's Melbourne. Come on.
It's Melbourne.
Does it really shock you? Mm. One play I've got to give a big pat in the back for is Cameron Smith. At, you know, 67 years of age and played 700 games, and that tackle on Kotrick was one of the best things I've seen anybody ever do. And if any young kids are watching that game the other night, that's what they talk about, one percenters. He didn't stop. He chased the ball. He didn't stop running. He was buggered. His lungs felt like they were chomping out of his throat, and his heart as well. But he just had one more effort to stop a try, and he did. Hmm. And it was against a much bigger man, running a lot faster than he was, but he stopped the try. And one of the plays of the year, not just the play of the game, but one of the plays of the year. And only Cameron Smith can do things like that.
We're going to be talking, no doubt, a lot more about Cameron Smith. Possibly we see him for the final time this Sunday, and what a way it would be to go out. And you can tell how buggered he was, MJ. They had to carry him off the ground. The second prelim final on Saturday, your Panthers defeating the Rabbitohs 20-16. Very different game. 17th consecutive win for this Panthers outfit. But this was a grind.
Well, a lot of people wanted to see Penrith dig deep, and they did. The intestinal fortitude they showed in this game, I think, will hold them in very good stead for the Melbourne Storm this weekend, because the Rabbitohs didn't go away. Even up until the last few minutes, when they say it's a game of inches, and that, you know, Adam Reynolds 40-20, if he wasn't one inch past the line, it could have been a different game. It could have been a different ball game. So they didn't go away. No, they were gallant, and that is their third prelim in a row loss. So I suppose questions have got to be asked about the Rabbitohs going forward. Is their window closed? All that type of stuff. But let's concentrate more on what Penrith did, I would say, because they were great. They were. It's really good when Nathan Cleary can take a back seat in a game, then Penrith win it. And blokes like Isaiah Yeo and Dylan Edwards can step up to the plate and win a game for you. And don't get me wrong, Nathan Cleary had his poise and he had his...
he did his job.
His imprint all over the game. One beautiful kick late in the game to put South back in that corner on the third or fourth.
Yes.
That was just a tactical, brilliant kick. Young Jerome Luai was well contained. So he did make a shock replacement at the start of the game, Ivan Cleary, which had a lot of people scratching their head.
Yeah, well, this is what Ivan had to say about that switch, where he moved Tyrone May to the starting side in place of Brent Naden.
Tyrone's sort of played a bit of centre this year just through necessity. Just thought, you know, that when he played that right side, that was probably our best defensive combination. So I thought that was important in this game, especially at the start of the game. As it turned out, he stayed there the whole game. And that wasn't necessarily going to be the plan, but that's how it worked out. And he also offers another ball-playing option. So, yeah, we mix that up in terms of...
Yeah. Look, I feel desperately sorry for Brent Naden. He's been great all year. But I think that's the way he'll go in the grand final. I think he'll stay with Tyrone May in the centres. Obviously, Capewell goes back to the bench for Kikau. I think young Kenny will miss out as well, I think, because I think Spencer comes back in, Leniu.
Mm.
Another big body against Melbourne Storm. You're going to need as many big bodies as you can get. So, unfortunately, for those guys who will miss out, it's heartbreaking.
It's tough. We'll find out tomorrow exactly what the teams look like for this grand final. But, yeah, it will be devastating for whoever misses out. Congratulations to Cody Walker, Damien Cook, Cam Murray from the Bunnies, who all have been included in that New South Wales squad as well, MG. All right, here it is. 133353. We've got tickets. You want to get along to the grand final this Sunday, give us a call now. It's the Nobody Loses quiz. We've got a prize even if you don't win. But MG gave a little hint.
Yes. I'll give it again?
Give it again.
You must know a lot about the Panther.
133353, if you want to win tickets, call now.
Sydney born and bred. Is there really a team from anywhere else? This is Triple M's Panther Hour with MG.
For the first time since 2003, the Panthers are into the grand final.
Penrith come up with it. It's all over. It's all over. And the Penrith Panthers are off to the grand final.
And we've got your tickets.
Remarkable!
This is the Rush Hour's Panther Quiz.
Oh, yes, this Sunday it all comes down to just 80 minutes where everything's on the line. It's anyone's game, MG, the NRL Grand Final. And we've got tickets to give away all week.
Oh, yeah, thank you, NRL.
Cannot wait. Right, it's very simple. We love doing a Nobody Loses Quiz. Our two contestants today, MG, make them welcome. Michaela in San Susi.
Hi, Michaela.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very good. Who do you go for in this Grand Final? Who are you going for?
The Storm.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And we've got our second contestant is Mel in Brighton Les Sands. G'day, Mel.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Hey, Melly. How are you, doll?
Good, thank you.
Mel is a
Panther. The Storm as well? Or are you going for the Panthers?
Oh, I'm a Panther, through and through.
Okay. Well, good luck, both ladies.
All right. The way this is going to work, your names are your buzzers, Michaela and Mel. First one in, we got three questions, best of three. We'll take away the double. Okay, first question. True or false? A panther can jump over an NRL crossbar.
Mel.
Mel.
They can jump pretty high, so I'm going to go true.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. One more for the tickets. This is the best of three. Whoever gets first of two gets the tickets.
You need the next one, Michaela. Question two.
All right.
True or false? Panthers can run faster than 50 kilometres per hour.
Michaela.
Whoa. MG, what'd you hear?
Michaela?
True.
That is cool.
Oh, it comes down to this, ladies.
All right. Again, it's a true or false question. Producer Charlie not being very imaginative today. All right, here we go. This is for the tickets. True or false? A panther's life expectancy is less than 10 years.
Michaela.
Mel.
What'd you hear, MG?
I heard Michaela.
Michaela.
Oh, false.
Congratulations, Michaela. You're going to the grand final.
Thank you.
No, poor Mel.
Mel, we're not going to leave you empty-handed. We're going to sort you out with enough cash so that you can buy yourself a 12-month KO subscription, okay?
Awesome.
So you can watch the game in comfort. Anyway, congratulations, Michaela, to everybody else who missed out.
What is the answer to that? How long does a panther live for?
12 years.
12 years, okay. Oh,
more tickets to give away this week. We're talking Bathurst next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Panther Hour on Triple Panther with Liam and MG. And we've talked a lot about rugby league and the grand final coming up this weekend. But MG, there was a moment from the weekend we need to speak about.
He was the runner-up here in 2016. He missed out by 0.1 seconds. He was the runner-up here last year. He missed out by 0.7 seconds. But he's going to do it today. The 31-year-old Kiwi is the master. Master of Bathurst and Shane Van Gisbergen takes victory at Mount Panorama.
Yes, and the Bathurst champion joins us on the line. Shane Van Gisbergen, how does it feel to hear that back?
Yeah, pretty cool, mate. It was a pretty awesome day, that's for sure.
Is that your grand final, Shane? Is that we just spoke about it, the grand final coming up in NRL this weekend. Is Bathurst the race's grand final?
Yeah, I guess so. You obviously have the championship all year, but certainly it's our biggest race by a long shot. So, yeah, everyone puts their best foot forward for that one and really wants to win it. So, it's been pretty crazy the last 24 hours, having my phone blowing up and everyone calling and messaging. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you deserve it, buddy, because it was a fantastic bit of tinge of sadness seeing the last time the Commodore will be on the mountain. My first ever car was a HG Kingswood, so I can go back way. Great moment where you grabbed the supporters flag on the hill and took that around with you for your victory lap.
Yeah, it looks awesome on all the pictures and stuff, so good by chance meeting, seeing him on the straight and grabbing his flag, and actually met him this morning, which is pretty cool. But those pictures are just epic, and real privilege to drive for the factory team the last couple of years.
Now, last year we had your fellow Holden driver Scotty McLaughlin in studio after he won Bathurst. Fair to say he was under the weather. Shane, what state are you in right now?
Well, I'm good because I'm still going.
Honesty.
Commodores are honest drivers, mate. They tell the truth.
This is outstanding. Now, your co-driver, Garth Tander, who has won the race before, did he just take you under your wing in the celebrations as well, saying this is how you celebrate as a Bathurst champ?
Nah, he's a bit older than me, so he's a bit slow, and he's going back to Melbourne. He's been away for a while, so, yeah, he's looking forward to that. He had to quarantine in Darwin for 2 weeks, then come to Brisbane, so... He's looking forward to getting home, so he was a bit more subdued than I was. But, it was just awesome to share it with him. He's won four of them now, so pretty cool.
Well, you're fantastic. I read somewhere that your hands were that cramped up in the last three or four laps that you couldn't even lift the trophy off at the reception. That must have been an experience, having your hands cramping so much on the steering wheel.
Well, that's a bit exaggerated. I wasn't that bad, but it was certainly I was certainly pretty knackered. So, just trying to rehydrate afterwards. Like, it was did the last 3 hours. Oh, did the last 3 hours or so, and it was pretty tough.
Just wandering the streets of Bathurst getting old.
Hey, this is Fiji.
Well, Shane, you're officially a Bathurst 1000 champion. Congratulations. Fantastic. Keep on celebrating. Enjoy your off season, and thank you for giving us some time.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Shane Van Gisbergen. What an absolute...
That's the Panther Hour, mate. Sorry.
Sorry, the Panther Hour. Kiwis are winning everything. They pants us in the bloody Bledisloe Cup.
Bledisloe. Well, you said they would.
I did. I warned. That's right. Exactly. This is the Panther Hour, and MG, you're going to give us your predictions for tonight's Dally M's very, very shortly.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Yes, it's the Panther Hour with MG and Liam on Triple Panther.
Oh, wow. Panther's coming out of our yin-yang, isn't it?
We did a Panther quiz to give away tickets to the grand final this weekend, and we're going to be doing more Panther quizzes this week, MG.
We are.
Because you have snuck into the NRL, stolen tickets, and we're giving them away all this week.
And a couple of plasma TVs as well.
Don't tell anyone about that.
No.
We do the Panther Hour for our mates at Mitsubishi 2020, full of...
twists and turns.
That's right, but with now Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. The Triton GLXR manual, 3.1-ton towing for just $39.90, drive away, and you score yourself 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing. Something happening tonight, though, MG.
Yeah, there is. The Dally M Awards, which are a fantastic night tonight. I've been to many a Dally M Award, and they are a great night. Tonight's going to be different, I suppose.
A little bit different, all
the players might be on Zoom and stuff like that, but it'll still be a fantastic night.
Well, the AFL had their Brownlow medal last night, and it was a different affair, sort of a satellite office type setup with players spread across the country. Lachie Neal, congratulations from the Brisbane Lions.
Well done.
Tonight, there is a similarly red-hot favourite, as Lachie Neal was for the Brownlow last night, Nathan Cleary. He is the favourite to take out the big award tonight. Yeah.
I think he wins it, and he thoroughly deserves it. He's been fantastic. He's had one of the most dominant seasons I can remember of a halfback this year. He's been in everything that Penrith have done. They've won 17 straight, and he deserves every accolade he gets this year.
And when you consider if he does win it, of course, that he will have done it with a 2-game suspension in the midst of the season as well for his little TikTok indiscretions earlier in the year. Fantastic effort. So you're backing him in to win it. What about some of the other awards, MG? What about Coach of the Year? Who do you think takes that home?
I think his dad, Ivan. The second youngest team in the competition, getting to the big dance on Sunday night. A record 17 wins in a row. Everything they've done this year has just been fantastic, and you've got to give the main man the accolade he deserves.
Craig Bellamy's almost a victim of his own success. The bar he's set for himself is so hard to jump over now that, if anything other than a premiership is almost disappointing. All right, so you got Ivan for Coach of the Year, Nathan for Dally M Player of the Year. Any other awards you want to tip us into you think will get up?
I think the Rookie of the Year will go to Harry Grant. He's been a standout. There have been some good rookies come on the scene this year, but none more so than Harry Grant. And while he's done it, he's stomped down the fact that this loan system is here to stay. It should be here to stay. If it's not, it should be, because he would have been twiddling his thumbs, as would Paul Momorowski, and they both got a chance to play footy. And didn't the Tigers love what they got in Harry? So, well done to Harry Grant. He'll get the Rookie of the Year tonight.
Nice one. The other thing tonight, for the first time ever, the Dally M Awards, a full 13 being picked. Normally they're positional awards, so just one centre and one winger and one prop. But this year, for the first time ever, we will be seeing a full 13, MG, which you like.
I love it. I love it. I think you're going to pick a full team. You might as well pick 13. That's how many play in a game. And usually they pick, 7 or 8, because they don't go for the double wings or the double second rows or the double props. But I've also given a captain of the year. I think we'll go to who I think deserves it after what they've gone through, such a tumultuous year in more ways than one. Everyone's been in a tumultuous year, but none more than the New Zealand Warriors. And I think the way that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has sacrificed a lot to get his team to where they are, and he left his loved ones at home and all that type of stuff. So Roger Tuivasa-Sheck should get captain of the year.
outstanding. If they take into consideration all that stuff, not just the on-field performance, MD, you'd think he'd be a walk-up start. Like those predictions. If you want to see MG's predicted 1-13 for the Dally M Awards tonight.
We've done a podcast, didn't we?
We've done a little podcast, and you can go and check out the tile on our Instagram page, at Rush Hour Triple M. Go and check it out. See how it compares to the people you think will make the team tonight. Well done to you, MG. You've got a special treat lined up for us tomorrow.
I have. He's called my brother, Matty. Buffer, he'll be coming on to talk all things Storm. We've been a bit one-sided tonight, obviously, with calling it Triple Panther, the station, and now the Panther, the Rush, the Panther Hour. It's all been Panther, 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 and why not? But my brother will come on for a bit of, what's the word, levity?
Levity? Oh, a bit of sibling rivalry as well.
Yeah,
it's the Gaia Grand Final. You've got a Melbourne Storm icon.
Yeah.
In Matt Geyer. And, you speak for yourself as far as Penrith goes. And the two allegiances meet this Sunday.
For the first time ever.
Mm.
Who will win?
Oh, by the way, congratulations on not having to get a tattoo on your ass as well.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been the Panther Hour. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow for more Panther reaction.
Cannot wait. Teamless Tuesday. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.